Proclamation number 3497 of 25th of July, 1945. Indifference. Divine intervention. An inconceivable indifference towards all things spiritual has taken hold of people, and a state has arisen where it is difficult for God's servants to find a hearing in order to spread the word of God. People are completely taken captive by their concern for earthly life and all contact with the spiritual world through thoughts which apply to God or their souls has ceased, so that it is also impossible for the beings of light of the spiritual kingdom to have a mental effect on people. And thus they distance themselves ever more from the actual aim. They become more materialistic than ever and are on the path to complete spiritual standstill with the danger of decline until the near end. People's will is weakened and they do not resort to the only means to strengthen it through invocation of Jesus Christ, through heartfelt prayer for strength and power. A thought coming from the heart of the Divine Redeemer, a supplication for help spiritually and earthly, would earn people the increased will. Yet they do not acknowledge Jesus Christ, or they are indifferent towards the redemption problem if they do not reject Him directly. And therefore they also lack all strength for spiritual striving because they lack the serious will for it. But if the Word of God is to become effective in them, then the human being's will must have become active first, and thus the human being must pay attention to the one who imparts the Word of God to him. God's servants, however, are more likely to encounter resistance if they want to make themselves heard. They are listened to unwillingly, ridiculed or brusquely rejected. There is no field for the Lord's laborers, and the seed falls on stony ground. Human admonitions and warnings are of no avail. The word of God proclaimed by the mouth of man is not accepted. And thus God has to express himself and speak with the voice which the human ear has to hear even against its will. People's rejection requires this if God does not want them to perish and sink into complete spiritual night. They no longer voluntarily accept spiritual indications, and thus they must forcibly send their thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, even though it is still left to their will whether they want to dwell in it or escape from it as soon as God has spoken. The fact that God will express himself has been determined since eternity, so that people will still be offered a last opportunity to awaken from their apathy and to direct their thoughts upwards, because God's intervention is too obvious. Because his voice will sound mightily, because he will express himself through the forces of nature, and people will experience a spectacle full of horror which will make God's power recognizable to them, if they are not completely obdurate and in bondage to God's adversary. For God, in his love, uses all means to still win people's souls before the end, yet he does not curtail the freedom of will. And anyone who remembers the Divine Redeemer in the hours of earthly adversity and despair, who approaches him in supplication, will receive the strength to believe, and the divine intervention will not pass him by without leaving a trace. He will recognize God by it and change his will. He will not lack the strength to carry out what he vowed to God in hours of utmost adversity. He will be faithful to him from hour to hour. And blessed is he who recognizes God before it is too late. He is still granted a short time of grace which he can use until the end, for this is near. Amen.